On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting techniques, swapping out gear.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I talk about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions and leave your comments, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, this is also an audio podcast, you may or may not know, then you can absolutely head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, leave your question there, or just below the video or audio if you're on that blog post as well. So one thing that I have seen people do is they default to this troubleshooting technique first, swapping out gear. When I worked in tech support, that's what people would always call up. Hey, this thing's broken, send me a new one. We tried not to, because most of the time they would say, hey, this thing is broken, send me a new one, and it wasn't broken at all. So they were wasting money, they were wasting time, they were wasting resources. But it's still a valuable technique if you've already got a spare whatever it is. So let's talk a little bit about swapping out gear as a troubleshooting technique. So remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked all about simplifying it down, getting down to the bare minimum system that you can. Well, often when you get down to just the bare minimum system, you have multiple pieces. And if it works with one camera going into input one, with this cable on the switcher and then out directly to the projector, then you know that that's all good. So if you're having trouble, you can swap out cameras and say, okay, all these cameras are good. Or, I've noticed that these two cameras seem to work fine, but this one, which is supposed to be identical, when you swap it out, it quits working. Well, that tells you something. That tells you that the third camera is probably the cause of the problem, or at least has a problem that needs to be addressed. So when you're swapping out gear, one thing to consider is, do I have another piece already? Something that either is exactly the same or does the exact same job. So maybe you have two distribution amplifiers, but they're made by different manufacturers. If you can swap them out, it might not tell you necessarily that the problem is the distribution amplifier if it works one time with one DA and it doesn't with the other one, but it might tell you, wait, this one just isn't as strong as the other, so it needs to be in a specific place in the signal chain. So that's another helpful thing. It's always worth doing, if you're going to swap out gear, to make sure that the problem always follows the piece of gear. So if you've got one configuration, it doesn't work there. If you move it over to another configuration, does it work there? Well, if it does, then maybe it's not the piece of gear itself. Maybe the thing that's going wrong is the interaction between pieces of gear. So that's where there can sometimes be issues that don't make a lot of sense. You know, maybe it's not that the camera's bad or the DA is bad. Maybe it's that the camera doesn't send quite enough signal and the DA doesn't amplify quite enough. So when you put those two things together, you have a problem. But if you swap out either one of those pieces, it works perfectly fine because you've got a camera that puts out a little better signal, or you've got a DA that amplifies just a little bit more. Sometimes, especially with digital, it can be something just that simple, where it's just it's not that it's broken, it's that it's nearly working enough, almost good enough. And sometimes, depending on the configuration, almost good enough works just as well as works really, really well if you've got the right things in place. So those are some of the gotchas that you can have with the technique of swapping out gear. You can have a problem where it's not that the gear is broken, it's just not quite up to snuff with the configuration. So you need to swap between two configurations as well. It could be that when two pieces go together, they don't work, because it's not that either of them is broken, it's that neither of them are as optimal as other pieces. And it could be that it's the movement of the cable even that causes problems. I've seen this more than once where you have an intermittent short in a cable, which, remember a few weeks ago, all things being equal, it tends to be the cable and it tends to be the connector. It could be that just unplugging something and plugging it in causes that problem. So you should always replicate problems. So make sure that
it's 3 o'clock.
If you plug this camera in 10 times, it fails every single time. If you unplug, if you plug in the other camera 10 times, it is solid every single time. If you find that sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, maybe it's not the camera, maybe there's an intermittent short that can be causing the problem as well. So that's something for you to consider as you're swapping out gear, as you're troubleshooting and trying to make the most of the equipment that you have. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. G-I-F-T-S, and there you can pick up a copy of my email newsletter along with some free church tech gifts of your choosing. Also, you'd probably like my store, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. And there you have all these resources that I've created with you in mind, trying to help you be the best you can be, save you time, just allow you to do what you were meant to do to the best of your ability. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.